All right, let's see what.
Oh,
prayers. Sandra, do you have any prayers?
I do.
Oh, good.
I do. Monday, the 23rd, our sweet Tupper crossed the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh, hallelujah. I mean, that's sad, but that's.
Yes.
That's,
so it's been quite a different week. It's strange. So prayers for Jessica and Tony. They took her son David up to North Carolina, so they'll be traveling home today. He's down here at the FSU football camp. So they went up there, and we've got a little drama going on in our office again. So there's three of us in the office, and it's turned into a kindergarten, as I like to say.
Different program than what you were going through. Something else.
Oh, something else.
Okay, good. Well,
something else. But, you know, we're trying to finalize the other issue, and so that should be over this month.
Good.
No, this is something completely different.
Well, I know that you know because you call it the Rainbow Bridge that he's doctor passed on. But if you like, I can make a copy out of the Book of Worship. There's a service that we do for animals.
Oh, yes.
I'll make a copy of it and give it to you. You can share it with the family. It's beautiful. Yeah. Because God cares all about all of his creatures. You know, he created the animals before he created us. They're very special to him. Anybody else this morning? Joyous thoughts, concerns? Yes, please. Your brother, your uncle, rather.
First of all, I'd like to thank all the prayers for your mom and dad home safely.
Yep.
They got there Friday night. My uncle had been bitten by a tick on Father's Day. He waited a week. It got red behind his knee. It got infected. It was ER. They lanced it. He got an infection. Blew it out. Put him on antibiotics and told him that they developed a cellulitis. Stay off his feet. Go home, put your legs up, rest for at least 2 days minimum. Well, he's a farmer, and in Missouri and other places in the country, when you have a fill to pay, you have to bail, and you have to do it when you can. So there had been rain, a lot of rain, a lot of rain, and they're missing their chance to get out and bail that hay. Well, it stopped raining. He decided he's going to get that hay put up. He worked 90 hours last week bailing hay. Totally ignored what the doctors told him. So his son went over there Monday, and his dad was disoriented, hallucinating, real weak, slurry speech. So he wanted to take him to ER, and my uncle says, no, I'm not going. I got a fish bail. So his son said, well, I'll call the ambulance for you. So he said, okay, Uncle. I said, all right, I'll let the paramedics come check me out. I gotta get back to work. Paramedics came, they took me to the hospital. Got in the hospital, and they thought he was dehydrated, thought he had that cellulitis, it got worse, spread across his body. He was dehydrated. He ended up, his stomach was getting bigger and bigger, and he didn't figure out what was going on. He thought he had to move his bowels, and when he went to do that, it was all blood. Blood. They ended up putting a bucket next to his bed. There's just so much blood. Well, it all came from a tick bite he got on Father's Day. And that tick ended up killing him. They did wanted to do a colonoscopy. They're trying to figure out where the blood was coming from. Friday night, they went in, down through his throat, checked out his stomach, found a couple of ulcers. That's not where it's coming from. So they're going to do emergency surgery. It's really high risk because blood pressure, the top number, the systolic number, as high as they could get it was 69. That's the number it normally be, like the 120 over 80. Mm-hmm. I just think it was 69. So it's going to be very high risk. He's going to need a lot of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the emergency surgery, but he didn't make it. He ended up passing away yesterday morning. He was 82. My mama's last living brother, My aunt was very close to him. He was stopped by my uncle at his wife had passed away years ago. So he spent his time at my aunt's house with his kids, grandkids. My aunt Kay is going to need a lot of prayer because that's going to be a huge void for her. And same thing for my uncle's kids and my mom. Mama thinks her older brother needs to step up to the plate now because her older brother has passed. My sister's son, Uncle James, is dead. He died in 2011. He's not here anymore. My mother thinks Uncle James is still here. It's like, oh my gosh, what a mess. Anyway, I appreciate prayers. And thank you, good fans.
And what's his whole name?
Ed Higby.
Ed?
H-I-G-B-Y.
Ebby. Ebby.
E-E-D-D.
Oh, he's Eddie.
Ed Higby.
Higby, yeah. Lord, hear our prayers. You know, Joanne expressed it very well, the heartfelt love for this band, Lord, and we don't think about something like a tick doing that. But I was telling Joanne the other day when I talked to her, it's weird because sometimes people are allergic to bees. You don't think about a bee sting killing you very well. And I am blessed because I do a lot of things out in the woods, mow and everything like that, and Judy always checks me over for ticks. And the other day we were eating dinner, and she said, "What's that on your neck?" I said, "I don't know." So she got up and said, "Oh, that's a tick." She got it, put it down somewhere in her toilet, I guess, is where it went. She likes to burn them, but we don't keep matches around the house. But pay attention to yourself and your surroundings, because you just never know. Thank God he was not just the only reason he went to heaven, but he was a preacher also.
Yes.
And so I know.
He was a very religious man.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
We have a praise.
Oh, that's right.
We have Brandon, great grandson number 10. He was 4 weeks early, but he weighed 6 pounds 11 ounces. And he had a little bit of lung issue. He didn't get to go home, and he's doing great. But God bless you. This is our 10th great grandson.
Zane Alexander. Boy, yeah.
Congratulations.
Anybody else? Please.
Well, continued prayer for reconciliation in our family. There's still some turmoil.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's always an ongoing concern. I don't know exactly what yours is, but we have them in our own family. It's always been my prayer, too, because reconciliation is so important. You don't have to agree, but you need to reconcile, and you can love. And you know, thank you. Yes, sir.
It's just amazing to sit here listening to Joanne talk about her uncle and losing him and dying. It's an unfortunate situation. And then live.
Yeah.
It begins.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sorrowful as one is, joyful as the other is. So it's amazing.
Encourage
that life is still
going on. You
know, pray
for
each other.
I have another one. Joanne George's grandnephew died out here in West Tennessee by the River Restaurant. He was hit by a truck on last Sunday night around 9:30.
He was on a skateboard, or he was walking to go skateboarding someplace, going and talking out. She couldn't get over here to do it, but she did tell me that they were holding service at Beavis. So I went on Beavis' website and I printed the obit for her and I mailed it to her the other day. But you just never know. And
was that the hit and run?
No,
the
best stop.
Yeah, this one
but there was another one of his, right? Yeah. It seems to be just...
It was almost one.
Yeah. But, thank God for the people of faith that can kind of round around families during that time. So, I don't know. I just keep saying sometimes I don't know because I don't know. I don't have nothing. All I know is that God has promised us eternal life, and I hang on to that precious hope. And because even if somebody gets like that in an accident, there's no doubt in my mind they directly into the throne of grace. So even little babies that pass on. And I think in general, because you never know anybody's heart. And someone, well, I don't think they were saved. Well, that person and God always has communication and talk because of the Holy Spirit. So we don't know. So I just trust God when He said I didn't want any to be lost, all to be saved. That when something like that happens, God ushers them into the throne of grace. Yeah. Anybody else? Please.
I don't know if I mention it or not, but there's a homeless lady in town, Rachel, that I've asked for prayer for her before.
Yeah.
I was talking about the hit and runs. I don't know if it was in March or April.
Yeah.
The two hit and runs were here on Cat Circle. One was the driver killed somebody. And the other one, we didn't know. But we didn't see Rachel for over a month. So I kept telling her, you know, I just said, it had to be Rachel. She's big, she's missing. She must be the other one that got hit. She must be one of those. I don't know if she was the one that was killed or she was the one that slipped. So Mark contacted somebody in her funeral home in town and said, no, they didn't have any Rachel. They didn't take care of me. Rachel's okay. Well, we ran to her 2 weeks ago, found Rachel. She was one of those that got hit. And it didn't run. She'd been in the hospital for a month.
Wow.
Her leg is so jacked up, she got to go through therapy. And she says she's messed up. She's messed up before, but now she's messed up physically really bad. So let's continue to pray for our homeless.
Yeah.
I personally pray for Rachel. But I'm so glad to see her. I'm glad that she was not alone and got killed.
Yeah, and we also hang on to the hope of Christ's return because He's the only one that can straighten this mess out that we got going on in the world. And we can try reconciliation, but we don't usually succeed at it too good. So come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the meantime, we just keep encouraging people. Thank you for sharing those stories because and then the contrast between new life and others. It's really, really cool. Mr. Travis, you got a song on your heart, I bet you.
No?
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Your voice is prettier than it was before. His son just released a new song.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his daughter-in-law, I don't know, the way they film those things is just incredible anymore. While he's singing it, they kind of like faded into the background. She was standing at a whiteboard writing her words. Yeah. So, and he looks like you.
The younger version.
And he sounds like you. Yeah. You have to learn that song.